For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Tuesday morning. Hope you woke up feeling great. Got your eyes to the sky or deep down the inside of yourself and you said, good morning, Lord. Before you begin your day, even if you're in your car on your way to work, good morning, Lord. What saith ye for the day, Lord? You know, instead of waking up with your agenda and your grocery list, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with having petitions, but first and foremost, good morning, Lord. How are you today? Good morning, Lord. I want you to organize my day. I want you to direct my steps today, Lord. And my part, to the best of my ability, I yield. What saith you today, Father? Good morning, Father. Isn't it true? Isn't it nice when you see someone and they say, how are you today? Good morning to you today. Instead of, oh my gosh, I got to tell you these five things that are going on in my life. And you're going, well, hey, good morning. You know. So anyway, look, I've got these scriptures I want to go through. Probably take this week and I was going to say next week, but you know, we're going to be doing our Life Songs Share-a-thon the following week. And I want you to join us that whole week, but on Monday I'll be live on the air for 4 hours. I love this time of year. I get to do it twice a year and it's such a privilege. I get to go live on the air with the people over there and take your calls and your prayer requests and your praise reports, and we do teachings on there. It's just truly a gift. So join us on April the 1st. But I said that to say that if I don't get through this whole thing on being rooted in Christ, I'll try to do it the following week. But look, make sure you're registering for our ADM Spring Daytime Retreat, April the 12th. 9 to 3, have women from all over the Southeast region registering for that. And you go to the website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com, and you'll be able to register. I want to see you there. I'm going to be doing so much on intimacy, faith, answered prayer. So much of this pruning I opened with yesterday, and being rooted in Christ, has to do with answered prayer. But let me get this scripture out. Jeremiah 17, 5 through 8. You have to really listen, and then I'll pick it up each day. This is what the Lord says. Cursed or misery is the one who trusts, parentheses, the kind of trust in which there's a deep hope and reliance, the thing we expect to hold firm when everything else fails, in man. Cursed is the one who's trusting in man, who draws strength from mere flesh, and whose heart has turned away from the Lord. His heart changed to owners. That person will be like a bush in the wastelands, a bush found in the parched places of the desert, struggling to stay alive. They will not see prosperity when it comes. They will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in a salt land where no one lives. Now look at the contrast. Verse 7, but blessed, if you were in my class, I would say everyone say blessed. Come on in your cars. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. Verse 8, he will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Boy, this is good news. You don't have to be afraid when the pressure's on. Its leaves are always green. Whew. He has no worries. Come on now. No worries. He has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Wow. That's Jeremiah 17, verses 5 through 8. Two contrasts, two ways of life being contrasted right there. The cursed way, relying on self, versus the blessed way, relying on God. More on this tomorrow on Future Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless. Rain it down, rain it down.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.